For many, Christmas is about spending time with family and friends. But for some, the holiday period can be distressing because it's another reminder that their loved one is missing. 38,000 people go missing in Australia every year. To try to offer hope to some families, Federal Police have set up a new initiative with the help of the Salvation Army and Australia Post. Stephanie Boris explains.
Lily Parmenter dreads Christmas every year.
To be very honest, this is the worst time of year for me. I guess I hope that it gets a little bit easier, but it gets a little bit worse.
She was only 19 when her mum, Kathleen O'Shea, went missing in far north Queensland. The last conversation the pair had was just after Christmas in 2005.
I often sort of think to myself, like, who would I be if mum was still here? You know, I used to want kids and stuff like that. I think I'm a little bit scared to bring anything into this world because I know how soon it can be snatched away from you.
38,000 Australians are reported missing every year. While some cases are suspicious, there are people who disappear on purpose and cut all ties with friends and family. In an attempt to reduce the missing persons list, Federal Police have launched a new initiative with the Salvation Army and Australia Post. 8,000 Christmas-themed postage paid cards have been distributed across the country.
We're hoping to have a number of missing persons come forward, write on the postcards and let their families know that they're okay.
That's Federal Police Assistant Commissioner Debbie Platts.
Missing is not a crime. So all we're trying to do is reconnect families so that there can be less stress in amongst our community.
The postcards will be handed out and collected by members of the Salvation Army, but they are not traceable. The Salvo's Lieutenant Brad McIver says that's the most important factor.
Sometimes we do find with the people that we're working with, they're happy to let family members know that they're okay, that they're safe, but they're just not quite ready to take that initial step further into relationships.
Federal Police are hopeful at least 1,000 people will take up the offer and send a postcard. Brad McIver believes that's achievable and will mark the beginning of families being reunited.
It's the postcard that perhaps encourages them to make a longer term connection with family.
The program won't necessarily help Lily Parmenter. A coroner ruled her mother died and the cause of death was most likely by another person. No charges have been laid.
I don't know what happened. I don't think she's out there. I don't know that. If she is out there, I'm very angry with her. But ultimately, I just want answers. I think, and it's not just about me. I've got four siblings, and it's ripped our family open.
But for other families, she thinks the postcard could provide the most important Christmas gift.
I think it's a really worthwhile idea, and it's going to bring at least some form of, I guess the closest thing to closure, like some form of closure or hope to families that have lost someone.
Lily Parmenter ending that report by Stephanie Boris. And if you have information about Kathleen O'Shea or other missing people, you can call the National Missing Persons Coordination Centre on 1800 000 634.